Ready here at the Jewish Center of Teaneck. The Torah tells us in this week's parsha that when Yaakov learned and was finally convinced that Yosef was still alive, the Torah says that he literally came back to life. Vatichi ruach Yaakov avihem. As if to suggest that somehow he had been dead before. So the rabbinic interpretation of this is that we know that Yaakov really wasn't, physiologically speaking, dead. So what does it mean that he came back to life? It means that he spiritually was revitalized, that for the 22 years that Yosef was taken from him, and he had a deep suspicion that Yosef was still alive, he was a kind of as Jimmy Carter would have said, in a malaise. He was in a spiritual malaise. He lacked even Ruach HaKodesh. He couldn't commune with God, because we have a rabbinic tradition that one is able to commune with God only when one is in a state of simcha, one is in a state of joy, and not one is in a state of suffering. And so that's the classical rabbinic interpretation of the verse, Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. But the Ramban, who had background, everybody knows that Maimonides was a physician, fewer people know that Nachmanides had medical training as well. The Ramban interprets the pasuk literally, Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. That literally Yaakov was resuscitated. See, the previous pasuk says that Yaakov's children told him, Od Yosef chai, v'chihu moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Joseph is yet alive, and he's the ruler of all of Egypt. And the Torah says, Vayafog libo. Something involving Yaakov's heart, kilo ha'min lahem. He didn't believe them. What exactly does this mean? So Rashi says, Vayafog libo, that his heart rejected it. The Ramban says, no! It doesn't mean that his heart rejected it. It means that his heart stopped. Cardiac arrest. An MI. He literally had a heart attack and he collapsed. And he was on the floor. And that's the Ramban's interpretation. And that all of the children were gathered around him trying to resuscitate him. And they were telling him, trying to get him to come to, saying, yeah, Yosef is still alive. Yosef is the ruler of Egypt. And eventually, Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem. So, this is the first recorded cardiac arrest that we have in Sefer Bereishis. It's dealt with not through, using electrical shocks, but telling Yaakov the news that he wanted to hear. So, a little bit of, pastoral care. What was Yaakov needed? So, it's a remarkable Ramban, Vatechi ruach Yaakov avihem, that he literally came back to life after having died. Now, there is one other element of the Midrash that I just wanted to touch on, is that the Torah says that part of what helped Yaakov come back to life was Vayaris HaGalos. He saw the wagons, Asher Shalach Yosef Lasesoso. So what's so great about seeing the wagons? So here we have a very famous Midrashic tradition that he didn't just see the wagons, but that these were a kind of an illusion or a code, that the last thing that Yaakov and Yosef had studied together was a sugya, was a topic in halacha called Egla Arufa, Egla being the same letters, not exactly the same word, as Agala, wagon. It's related because an Egla is a calf. And that Yaakov recognized that what Yosef was signaling to him was that he very much saw himself still as Yaakov's son. He wanted to pick up exactly where they had left off learning together 22 years before. And what's so beautiful about this Midrashic interpretation is if you pay very careful attention to Yaakov's words when he recognizes that Yosef is alive, I think there's a special meaning here. He doesn't say, Od Yosef Chai. He says something much more important. He says, Rav, Od Yosef Bini Chai. My son Joseph is still alive. I mean, we know which one he's talking about. Why does the Torah emphasize Bini? He understood, Yaakov understood, that Yosef understood himself to still be Yaakov's son. Yes, he could be second in command of Egypt. Yes, he could have been in a foreign society for over 20 years. Yes, he could be doing very important things. But how did he think of himself? He still thought himself as Yaakov's son. And that was the most important thing to Yaakov. He saw, Od Yosef bini chai, v'chihu moshel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Indeed, he is the ruler of Egypt. Elcha ve'erenu b'terem amus. Let me go see him before I die completely, which works very nicely with the Ramban's interpretation that he had just suffered a heart attack. Yaakov was concerned that he wasn't going to survive for very much longer. Rabbi Chanan.